master bond. There is no leaving us now. You tied to the chair with those headphones will make you listen to this program, and you will die a horrible death.
Yes, but I see you've put my favorite program on, Media Network Plus, so ha 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 to you.
Media Network Plus, produced and presented by Keith Perrell.
Well, it's nice to have you with us once again on the program. Now, last week you may have heard us mention about a special program that we had targeting North America and Europe. It was the special series called From the Radio Netherlands Archives Program 2. Well, the program didn't go out. There was a technical glitch at the Okeechobee Relay, so the program for the 21st and the 22nd didn't go out at all. The technical glitch just didn't affect programming from PCJ Radio International, but other broadcasters as well. So we've actually rescheduled it for the 28th and 29th. So if you'd like to listen to From the Radio Netherlands Archives Program 2, this is the time. To Europe from 6 to 8 hours UTC, August 28th, that's in UTC time, on 7780 kHz. To North America from 1 to 3 hours UTC, August 29th, UTC, on 7570. So keep our fingers crossed, and hopefully there won't be any problems this time around. Now, in the series from the Radio Netherlands Archives, if you missed the first program, we sort of looked at a general view of the wonderful programming that Radio Netherlands had produced since 1947. One of the interviews that we came across is an interesting one. It was recorded November the 18th, 1973, and it's of Eddie Starts. Yes, Eddie Starts, who created the Happy Station show in 1928. Tom Meyer visited him at his home in Hilversum to record this interview for the 45th anniversary of the Happy Station show. Let's take a listen to it right now.
Hardly have to tell our listeners what this melody means that you've just heard, and what this means. Yes, indeed, that is the nice cuppa.
The nice cup of tea, yes, sir. And hello, Tom.
Huh? Hello, Skipper. The nice cuppa is still going strong, and the Skipper?
Well, also doing all kinds of other things again. Not radio, but though I've been traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
This year I've been in Portugal and in Scandinavia, in Berlin and in London, meeting DXers and making speeches there. I'm still in the running and people still know me, and I'm happy to be your guest today.
Huh? Well, you're, of course, very welcome.
So shoot whatever you want to know.
Well, what we want to know, of course, is what I just said. How is the skipper doing now, and what is he doing? You've just mentioned very quickly your travels, which we will talk about later on. Maybe I should explain that any noises of clocks in the background are made in your home here in Hilversum.
Uh-huh.
And that we came to see you with our equipment here to record this talk. The fact that you are traveling so much and doing so much means that you are still about and that your health is nothing to complain about.
Not really, no. Mm-hmm. Now and then I've been having a checkup.
Mm-hmm.
At this time of your life, you know, you have to get checked now and then, the doctors say. And so I do so, but for the rest, I'm still a writer and a bit of a poet, you know. I wrote a few of these poems that I've just been showing you in English and in Dutch. If you want to hear one of these...
Well, I think that's a very good idea to do towards the end of our little talk, and maybe we could get some more information from you now before you start reading, because there's a lot we want to know. We know that you're feeling fine, having a few checkups now and then, but then there are a lot of people who are much younger than you are who are having much and much more trouble. So in that respect, indeed, I think that you shouldn't complain. When you told us that you've been traveling to Portugal, etc., I would like to know what the purposes of your visits there were. Was it strictly tourist business, or was there something else connected with it?
Well, I'm not a tourist man so much. I'm a visitor, you know. And I have family in south of France, and also in Paris, and also in Lisbon, and in Coimbra. And, well, brushing up a little bit of my Portuguese, and that is also interesting. But after that, the 2DX... how do you call them, conventions in Lindesberg and in Stockholm and in Oslo. By the way, that is called Oslo.
Oslo.
Yeah, Oslo.
Jo. Now, when you went to these DX conferences, you talked to a lot of DXers, of course. Did you get the impression that the DXer of 1973 is the same as the DXer of some years ago, or do you have the impression that things have changed also in the world of DXing?
Well, I have not been so impressed generally, because DXing today is a different thing as compared with many years ago. And they were just shortwave listeners and SWLs, you know, and hunting... what do you call it? I always forget verification cards and so on. And, well, I still say to them, keep in touch with the Dutch. And as a matter of fact, they still do. I also was in London, and there are not so many DXs in London. It's too big a town, you know. But when you come up to the country, and also up in Scotland, you know, I still get quite some correspondence from listeners.
Yes, who still keep in touch.
I'm almost out 4 years now, but I'm still getting from faraway places many a communication, and that is nice to see that the people haven't quite forgotten you.
Well, no, of course not, because after all, for those youngsters who are listening today who don't know, after all, you've been the skipper of that happy station Flying Dutchman for more than 40 years.
Yes, and at that time, shortwave listening... and DXing, it wasn't called DXing in the beginning, but now everybody calls himself a DXer who has got a set, a recording set or whatever it is. It is kind of a popular name for getting together and making a club, because there are hundreds of clubs.
Oh, yes.
In America, where I was last year, and I held a speech in Boston, there was a great convention, and that was most interesting, and went up to... they called me from Canada, from Montreal. They say, if you are in America anyway, come on, drop in. So I dropped into the CBC. They made about four programs in various languages. And, well, kept in touch with the world. And for the rest, I'm out of radio. I'm not listening too much, and a little bit of television in the evening, especially the news in the last few weeks, especially out east. And that is most interesting for me, because I have been in Jordan in the middle 60s, in 64, 65. So I know the geographical situation out in Syria and in Beirut and in Jordan, especially. I was a guest in Jordan. Because at that time you couldn't go into Israel because on account of passport difficulties. But anyway, generally I know the country, and I know what I'm reading and listening and seeing about these days. I hope that peace, real peace, will soon come.
Yes, well, I'm sure that there are not too many people in the world who do not hope the same thing with you. Now, you know, of course, that 1973 has been proclaimed International Friendship Year.
Yes, and do you know that they have pronounced me Mr.
Yes,
Friendship?
Yes, yes, indeed. Now, the older listeners will also remember that you always talked about peace, cheer and joy, international friendship and understanding. So, of course, this is something straight out of your heart, this International Friendship Year.
Yeah.
And you've got something here which is straight out of your heart.
Yes, that is at the end of my book, which is still going to appear, about some 40, 45 stories on shortwave pioneering days and traveling and meeting listeners. And it ends with a general contemplation called There's a Yearning.
Mm-hmm. Would you read it for us now?
I'm very happy to.
Please.
All right, listeners, there's a yearning. From the snow-topped Rocky Mountains down to the Firelands and the Falklands, from the Chinese Wall and from Alaska to the New Zealands and the Pole, from the Pacific Islands to the Strait of Dover, from the dikes of Holland to Cape Hope and to the Indies, and in between the mountains and the seas, everywhere there's a yearning for love and friendship and for peace. Now, the second part. From the Great Lakes of the Northland and the Antarctic's ice and snow, from the depth of all the oceans to the surf of a blue lagoon, from the planet right to the sun god and to the craters of the moon, back down to Earth and the seven seas, everywhere there's a yearning for love and friendship and for peace.
And this is called There's a Yearning, written and also read right now by Eddie Starts, with whom we are talking today on the anniversary program of Happy Station, his creation. That also rhymes. Happy Station, your creation.
Yes, 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 yes. Here is the same idea in a little poem, a little shorter, called Friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Talking of the friendship year.
Yes.
You know, friendship is the finest gift that God has ever given us. For friendship is often even more than love. It is a stimulus for closer harmony and universal understanding across the void of distance never ending. A gift from heaven that we should always cultivate, that we should forge and weld into an open gate to let in true friendship, sympathy, cooperation for everyone and everywhere and every nation. A gate wrought in the smithery of life to open wide and to bar all strife. Friendship is the key to that golden door. For good DX, forevermore.
That is marvelous. I'm sure that all DXers, who call themselves DXers, who are listening today, will have loved to hear this poem by you, Mr. Starts. Now, you started out our little talk by making that well-known sound of the spoon against the cuppa. You know, we still have that tape of that music that you used. Shall we play some of it?
All right. I'll be very happy to listen to it.
Okay, good idea. There we go.
Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning for to start the day, you see. And at half past 11, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot to be said for a nice cup of tea. They say it's not nutritious, but darn it, it's delicious, and that's all that matters to me. It turns your meat to leather. Well, let's all die together. The one drink in paradise is tea.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning for to start the day, you see. And at half past 11, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner, and a nice cup of tea with my tea. And when it's time for bed, there's a lot
to be said for a nice cup of tea.
Music very well known to not only you, but to a lot of listeners who are tuned in today. Well, we've talked about friendship and about peace and, of course, about the hope that this will be true in the near future. And when we're talking about the future, I think that I can speak on behalf of everybody who's listening now that we hope that your future will be a lot of roses and moonbeams, too.
some of them. I'm realistic enough. It's not all beams and roses. But to keep in trim, you know, yeah. And because I love it. I still play tennis, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yes, twice a week, you know, with a trainer.
That is marvelous.
And the trainer is also a friend of mine, so mm-hmm. We go in for three-quarter hour of real smashing away and rallying, mostly, you know.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tennis is a great game, and I follow it also in the newspapers and also on television, you know, mm-hmm. international tennis.
Yeah.
Well, that's beside the point. You know.
Oh, no, it's not beside the point. I mean, when you have a talk together, nothing is really beside the point, I think, when you can chat and become up to date of what's going on. I thought that maybe you had a message for everybody who is tuned into the Happy Station program today on this very special occasion of 45 years. I'm sure that when you went on the air for the first time 45 years ago,
yeah.
Which is 45 years ago tomorrow on the 19th.
1928.
Right. That mm-hmm. things all around were very different than they are today, not only technically speaking, but in every way that you can possibly imagine. But I think that your spirit and your ideal has not changed very much. I think it's still the same now.
I still adhere to it from the very beginning.
But I thought that maybe you would like to end our little talk with a message to everybody all over the world.
Well, my friends, I'm so happy that my follow-up good friend Tom Meyer has come here into my house. I'm a little lonesome because my wife died, as you know, last mm-hmm. year, and it's sometimes very difficult. But I'm trying to get over it by keeping as busy as possible, also doing the garden
uh-huh.
and little other things, some writing, as I said, not composing exactly, but also doing some poetry. And yes. Here's the last one, which also pertains to radio. It's
yes.
The Chain of Charm.
Uh-huh.
You know,
let's hear it.
Shortwave radio around the world, a game of giving and receiving, is give and take and is believing that in the distance lies the charm of friendship without false alarm. A chain that brings, regardless of the weather, the peoples of the world peacefully together.
Thank you very, very much. I think there is no better way than signing off than playing your very own composition of a song which is so very appropriate on this day.
Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Right.
That is exactly what I mean.
Well, listeners everywhere in the world, I'm very happy to speak to you, and I hope you will adhere and stick to the Happy Station and make it a station that will never die. And to you all, the very best of blessings and good health, and until we meet again. Now listen to the music.
Congratulations.
Tom Meyer speaking to Eddie Starts, November 18th, 1973. Anyway, once again, the special program that we have for Radio Netherlands from the Archives number 2, from the Radio Netherlands Archives program 2, is, the following times again, August 28th from 6 to 8 hours UTC to Europe on 7780 kHz, then to North America from 1 to 3 hours UTC August 29th on 7570. Now, those who did listen to the first program may remember that we did issue a special EQSL, and for program 2, there is a different one. So, write in to the email address pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com when you hear it. You're listening to Media Network Plus, coming to you from PCJ Radio International.
The Spectrum Monitor is a monthly electronic magazine covering shortwave, amateur radio, scanning, satellites, Wi-Fi, and vintage radio, which is available for any device capable of opening a PDF file. The Spectrum Monitor also covers amateur radio satellites, maritime and military monitoring on shortwave, reviews of receivers, scanners, and software used for shortwave, and more. Annual subscriptions for 12 issues is only $24, with individual monthly issues available for $3 each. If you're already a subscriber, you can renew your subscription by clicking on the Sign Up for 2015 button. MasterCard, Visa, Discover, and PayPal are accepted. For more details, visit our website at www.thespectrummonitor.com.
Now, you may remember 2 weeks ago on the program, Jeff White joined us, Jeff White from WRMI Radio Miami International, because Miami was hosting the HFCC, actually, which wraps up this weekend. Now, we're going to have Jeff back on the program next week or the week after, actually, to bring us some of the highlights of the HFCC. But one of the things that he mentioned was, well, there's possibly talk about the release of a new DRM receiver. And, well, actually, yes, it did happen. It's called the Pantron X Titus II DRM Portable Receiver. Now, it is not on the market yet, but we have put our name down to receive one. So, when we do, we'll be able to give you a review of it. I'm keeping my fingers crossed. Hopefully, it'll be better than the other DRM receivers that we have reviewed. Namely the Avion, which is the most recent one, and the first one that we reviewed, which was the Neustar DR111. Now, speaking of the Neustar DR111, here's another review. Now, the reason why I say that, because I just discovered something about this radio that I didn't realize before. Now, we had three of them. Two of them are not working. And one of the non-working ones we actually destroyed. There's a video of it that was a lot of fun. But we actually had one working one. Anyway, it was sitting in my living room for about more than 2 years. And early Friday morning, very early, I had to get up. And I had a coffee and I went to my front balcony to watch the sun come up. So after I watched the sun come up, I came back into the apartment. And I saw the radio and I went, something looks strange. Anyway, I thought maybe my windows were dirty, but the windows were not dirty. Well, what has happened is the radio has discolored. Now, the radio, as you may know, is white. The right side of the radio that was closest to the window has gone yellow, like a bright yellow. The left side of the radio, which is in the shade, didn't discolor. It's faded a little bit, but it's still white. That's the first thing. The next thing, when I looked at it closely, and this is something that you may have seen before, sometimes plastics, a really, really cheap plastic, will, over time, become very brittle and disintegrate. That's exactly what happened with this one. So, out of the three, we actually had one good one. It's still working, but it's discolored. So half the radio is yellow, half is white. And it's become brittle. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So I hope that this new DRM receiver, when we get it, will be a lot better than this one, or even the Avion. But, and by the way, the Avion has also stopped working right now. Anyway, enough about that. Let's now turn our attention to propagation, what's been happening, and what we can expect. Here's Glenn Hauser.
Keith from IPS in Australia, the global HF propagation forecast. Through August 26th, normal to fair at middle and high latitudes, normal at all latitudes August 27th. From Space Weather South Africa through August 27th, magnetic conditions unsettled to quiet. Shortwave fadeouts unlikely. MUF unstable. From Met Office UK through August 28th, solar activity low or very low, with only a slight chance of common class flare activity. Geomagnetic activity declining to quiet to unsettled. From FK Yanda, OK1HH in Czechia, the geomagnetic field will be mostly quiet on August 26th, September 9th. Quiet on August 27th, 28th, September 10th to 12th. Active to disturbed on August 29th and 30th. Quiet to active on August 31st, September 2nd to 8th and 14th. Quiet to unsettled on September 1st and 13th. From SWPC in Boulder, geomagnetic field unsettled to active August 29th to September 8th, 13th, 14th, and 17th. G1 minor storm levels likely August 30th, 31st, with A and K indices peaking at 25 and 5. Lowest A's and K's of 5 and 2 on August 26th to 28th, September 9th to 12th. Solar flux dropping from 84 August 26th to 75 August 30th to September 1st, peaking at 90 September 4th to 10th. William Hepburn's VHF, UHF, microwave DX maps show extreme tropospheric ducting off Southern California and Baja California, steadily enlarging into the Pacific through August 30th. Likewise, off the northwest coast of Africa and across the western Mediterranean. Off Angola, Namibia, around South Africa, and then east of South Africa by August 30th. All week across the Red Sea, Persian Gulf, Arabian Sea, and off the coast of Oman.
Thanks a lot, Glenn. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the program. If you wish to contact us to let us know what you think or have any story ideas, we'd love to hear from you. Our email address is mnp@pcjmedia.com. Once again, mnp@pcjmedia.com. And you can also send your reception reports to the same email address. Let us know how you heard us, either on shortwave through one of our partner stations, satellite, and even on DAB, through Polski Radio in Poland. We've actually had a few people that have been driving in their cars when they've heard this show in Poland, so hello to you. I don't know how to say hello in Polish. I used to know, and I've completely forgotten it. Anyway, on behalf of everyone here at PCJ Radio International, I'm Keith Perron, wishing you well. We'll see you again in 7 days' time. 73 and 88 to the ladies.